the affection for truth is not just an interest in ideas. It's part of it, but it's a very small part. The affection for truth is actually the desire to conjoin good and truth. So it is to practice what one is given. That really is where the affection for truth is active. So it directs the gathering of facts, but for a purpose, and the purpose is for application and seeing how things apply to one's life through self-examination and repentance, so that the process of regeneration can begin to unfold for us. So there are two kinds of states. There's the state of gathering knowledges from the word. That's motivated by an affection for truth. So if you just take the two-week logopraxis period and tighten things up a bit. So we come to the text, and when we first engage with it, we are taking things in via our senses. And that is falling on a level of thinking which is sense-based. And so then we have to go through this process of removing aspects of person, place, time and space to arrive at a principle that we can work with. So all of that is being motivated. Your interest in doing that is from the Lord. So that is the good that's working, but it's manifesting in you engaging with the text. And then that develops where you find something to work with and you begin to implement it. So again, that is good. That's implementing that task that you've come to. And then you receive insights through the practice of it. And you know, those are truths that can lead to more good, because your understanding as to how the process works is expanding, and you're getting a very real illustration of how that principle works in the here and now. And as more principles get illustrated through our lives, that transforms our perception and how we see and interact with others. And so good is expressed there. But the thing to realize is that good is unseen. What is seen is truth. But truth is good expressed. If something is true, it is true because it bears witness to what is good. That's what makes it true. So a statement of truth might be a statement of truth, but it can be used to harm as well. We all know that we can make a moral judgment on another person from the word, and that's not good. So it's always about truth always points to love and gives love a fuller expression. That's what makes it true, nothing else. So the good is fully present. So at the moment, we're going through the Joseph story with the Arcana groups. And there you see that Joseph, who is not known for a lot of the story, is the one orchestrating and directing and guiding the whole process. But he's not revealed until later on. And this is like the good from the Lord in our life. It is that good that is providing us with the motivation and the energy to actually do this sort of work.